Love Talk Radio.
Come on.
Thank you. change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's a new heart living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know change won't come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movies and I go down the sky. Somebody keep telling me, oh, hang on. It's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. You said I go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me. But it winds up not in me. Got that old body. Oh, every time that I go,
Somebody tell me. Wali Ali, for that beautiful piece. Thing that it is true. And somebody will be saved. Wali Ali. Lord, well, we're here tonight again on the Brock Talk Radio Station, calling the people back to the oneness of God, the creator of this creation, bringing them to their mind that Allah have created us and did not create us without guidance, and then gave us someone to lead us and guide us in the right direction. And what else? All of the prophets and the Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, is the seal of the prophet. He was given that chance of being the last prophet. Let you know there ain't no more revelation coming. Ain't no more to come. Everything been prophesied. And we see everything that has been prophesied. We can see it clearly today. You can see it just read the scripture. And the scripture point out all the problems that the human being going to incur if he don't surrender or submit his will or her will to do the will of God. Ask for forgiveness and forget and forgive and move on and be a good human being like the Creator created us to be. But along with that image in the world, we're going to have somebody think they're better. Somebody going to think they lesser. Somebody going to think that they are all-knowing, all-wise, and all-blessed, and all this and all that. And the only thing they're going to do is become a problem. Satan feeds the problem. He don't bring about the solution, but he brings about the problem. Allah brings about the solution to all the human being problems. That thing, we wouldn't have racism if Satan hadn't been allowed to rule over the masses of people. We wouldn't have racism. We wouldn't have this problem that we have now with people looking at each other colors. That's a problem right there. There's a forbidden tree right there that Satan himself brought about. Everything Allah says that he was bringing about for the human being, Satan come and put it in reverse. Allah tell us in the Quran, tie your camel. Be aware of your situation. You got a car. Lock the doors. I know you don't think nobody gonna get it, but lock the door. The camel is an animal that's very smart. You can leave him up in a place he might not move, but if a wind come or something come at him, he's gone. But if you tie your camel, he gonna stay there. So that's the way life is. Life is, you have to tie your camel. You have to dot the I's and cross your T's. You have to surrender your will to do the will of God and be conscious of what you're doing. For Satan is one who plays on the conscious, the subconscious, too, if he can get in. But Allah is the protector. And Allah said he would deal with Satan. He said revenge. Allah said revenge is here. He's a revenger. And he said he's the best of revenge. So no one leave this earth without getting God's judgment, getting the revenge from your creator. No one leave. So Allah is all merciful too. He's all forgiving. And he forgive, and he said he forgive whoever he please. And he punish whoever he please. That's the mercy of God. He know who to punish. And some people need punish to stop them in their evil ways. And that's all it is. It's that human being, good and bad, and some of evil. It's totally evil. And these people are the evil people now is running this world. We wouldn't have the price as high as they are now. We wouldn't have this shooting going on throughout the country, throughout America. And just about every neighborhood they made poor. They called it the ghetto. They called it crime to be in that neighborhood. You don't have them people in that neighborhood. What you think they're going to do? You drop drugs in that neighborhood, you're going to cause a crime-ridden area. You're going to call an area that crime. And then these people always calling you, talking about, tell what zip code you're in. Once you tell what zip code is, they ain't sending you nothing. They know who's in those zip codes, and they know when the majority of African Americans live in a zip code, they blackball that neighborhood. They always have done that. So anyway, I see one of our cohort workers have raised his hand, and I ain't gonna delay. I'm gonna bring him on and let him come in and share. Our job is to remove the image. And we remove the image, everything else would probably cure itself. But we ain't gonna talk about removing the image, then we messing up. But that's what this show about. Messages are concerned, remove those false images that cause us or cause the people to be false, unnatural. And that's what this image is doing. So I'm going to bring another one of the cohort workers coming out of Baton Rouge in Louisiana, and that is Brother Sujah. My name is Brother Abdul Akbar and Dai Akbar. We are cohort workers here on this Talk Talk radio station. We welcome you and also have A. Muhammad from Decatur, Georgia. We also have A. Muhammad coming out of Columbus, Georgia. So may Allah continue to bless us to continue to grow and remove this thing that causes us all these unnatural. It's unnatural for us not to love each other. It's unnatural for us to disrespect. That's not natural. We see animals treating each other better than some of these human beings are treating each other. That's a shame. We let animals outdo us. So I'm going to bring Brother Sujah Muhammad up. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Sujah Muhammad.
Well, thank you, Master Lamb.
Well,
Alhamdulillah. I got a few minutes, and I said, let me call and get on the program. Before I get on this other program. Yes, sir.
We appreciate
this.
Thank you.
Alhamdulillah, brother. I was handling it yesterday. I know how it is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, my God.
So, yeah. Audu Blahi Men of Shaitan Rajin. I seek refuge in law against rejected Satan. With Allah's name, most gracious, most merciful. I also testify and bear witness that there's only one creator, there's only one God. And I testify and bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, messenger of Allah, is God's servant. I'd like to give our brothers and sisters the greeting of peace of Assalamu alaikum. I'm going to give... Alhamdulillah, I'm going to try to give my little time, then I'm going to yield. I'm going to read from Surah 71, Ayat, starting at Ayat 1. And this is the prophet Noah, with the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. I seek refuge in Allah against the rejected Satan. We sent Noah to his people with the command, do thou warn thy peoples before there come to them a grievous penalty. So that's what we're doing. When we talk on the message of concern, removing racial images out of worship, you know, it's serious. And we are here to let you know, you know, that God said that one of the sins that he don't forgive is setting up partners with him. That is to say that there is another God. God don't forgive those sins. And what I heard about hell, I wouldn't put that on my enemy. The hell that Allah have waiting on you. You see, and so we are here. We just warning you. We can't change your religion. We're not trying to make a Muslim out of Christian. Keep your religion, but make sure that Shaitan haven't visited you all. Make sure that Shaitan haven't added nothing to your religion. And this is basically what done happened. Shaitan got into the Christian religion. You know, we got some good brothers and sisters in the Christian religion, true believers. Our book say that the Christian, those that call themselves Christian, are true believers, that they believe in God, that when they hear the truth, tears come to their eyes, and they go get their reward in paradise. They're going to heaven, just like Muslims are going to heaven. They're going to heaven, too. See, we as Muslims, And the Christian, they should want for their brother what they want for themselves. And we definitely want for our brothers what we want for ourselves. We want paradise. But we know we're not going to get paradise setting up partners with God. It's saying that God got a partner. It's calling one of the nationalities a family of God. That's hellfire, brothers and sisters. That's hellfire. So the Christian, the Bible says worship God in spirit and in truth. And it says that don't make no images in your religion. So don't make no images. Out of nothing in creation. Out of the land, the water, or nothing. And call those things God. So don't do that. They got over 40 different places in the Bible warning the Christian about images in religion. And they ignoring all of them. They act like it don't exist. So this came down to the point where Noah had to tell his people. He said, this is starting in Ayah 2. He said, "Oh my people, I am to you a warner, clear and open, that ye should worship Allah, fear him, and obey me, so he may forgive you your sins and give you respite for the stated term. But when the time given by Allah is accomplished, it cannot be put forward if ye only knew." He said, "Oh my Lord, I have called to my peoples night and day." So Noah was on the job. He wasn't only teaching in the daytime, he was teaching at night. That's how serious it was. Noah said, "But my call only increases their flight from the right. And every time I have called it to them, that thou mightest forgive them, they have only thrust their fingers into their ears, covered themselves up with their garments, grown obstinate, and given themselves up to arrogance." Same thing, brother. This is what we go through. Same thing. Same thing. You can't bring the truth to them, because when you bring the truth to them, it's offend them. It's offend them. And they want to claim that we are attacking their religion. You know, oh, we are attacking the truth. They call a lie the truth. That if we don't submit to Jesus, then we going to hell. That's what they say. And so God revealed a revelation of the Holy Quran to the Prophet Muhammad. And in that book, God updates you and bring to you the truth. And what our Christian brothers and sisters need to do, they need to get them a Quran. Go to the Muslim. Go to your brother. And we'll get a Quran for you. You don't have to you don't have to leave your religion. We're not asking you leave your religion or leave the Bible. But there's things in the Bible that is not true. There's things in the Bible is put in a way that it will mislead you. And there's things in the Bible that's clear. But they you still won't submit to it. You know, they have the Ten Commandments in the Bible. First commandment is to worship God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul and might, and God is one. That's in the Bible. But you won't submit to that. Love your neighbor as you love yourself, and God is one. It's in the Bible. The Bible said, don't worship but one God. So brothers and sisters, the only thing we can do is warn you. Noah said, so I have called it to them aloud. Further, I have spoken to them in public and secretly in private, saying, ask forgiveness from your Lord, for he is all forgiven, and he will send rain to you in abundance, give you increase in wealth and sons, and bestow on you garden, and bestow on you rivers of flowing water. What is the matter with you that ye place not your hope for kindness and long suffering in Allah, seeing that it is he that has created you in diverse stages? See ye not how Allah has created the seven heavens, one above another, and made the moon a light in their midst, and made the sun as a glorious lamp? And Allah had produced you from the earth, growing gradually. And in the end, he will return you into the earth and raise you forth again at the resurrection. And Allah had made the earth for you as a carpet spread out, that ye may go about therein in spacious road. Noah said, O my Lord, they have disobeyed me, but they follow men whose wealth and children give them no increase, but only loss. And they have devised a tremendous plot. They have said to each other, abandon not your God. Abandon neither Wag, nor Suwa, neither Yagu, neither Yahud, nor Nasa. They have already misled many, and grant thou no increase to the wrongdoers, but in stand from their mark. Because of their sin, they were drowned in the flood, and was made to enter the fire of punishment. And they found in lieu of Allah none to help them. And Noah said, O my Lord, leave not of the unbelievers a single one on earth. For if thou doest leave any of them, they will but mislead thy devotee. And they will breed none but wicked, ungrateful ones. O my Lord, forgive me, my parents, and all who enter my house in faith, and all believing men and believing women. And to the wrongdoer, grant thou no increase, but in prediction. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. Came to you in peace, going to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Thank you, Brother Sujar. Maybe once a week read Romans chapter 31st verse. Read that to the believers at least once a week.
John. Jesus said. Chapter 5, ayat 30 and 31.
Yes, sir. I appreciate if you did that at least once a week. Okay, thank you. I know you're busy. You got something else? You got another thing to show the program? Something you got to deal with? And we thank you for coming, and may Allah continue to bless you. And maybe we see you tomorrow or Wednesday, inshallah. Okay, then. Thank you so much. Give your wife a greeting. Well, I got to
And give the Zayed the greeting also.
He said, well, they got something. So we're on the right track. We know that what Allah has blessed us with, common sense. And we want to share that common sense with the rest of the world. How can a man be nailed to a cross and be save you and even save himself? That's real silly. That shows that no thinking is not being used in that situation. That's really saying somebody's going to save you and then save yourself. So we're saying all these tricks are coming to the light where we can see better, know better, and also try to help those who fell under it to make that spell of those lies, because Satan is a liar. And his job is to divide and conquer the people, and that's what he done. That's what he do. We all stay in this country, stay in different parts of the city and the state that we stay in. Some of us stay in the mountains, some of us stay in high rise. We stay on the farm. We stay all these different places. But yet we can't come together as human beings without looking at what color somebody is. I'm going to unite with these people from color. But the history shows up. Hitler was trying to draft the color of Caucasian people to show up white people. Maybe Yaku was doing that. He going to kill off the pink and the red and try to get white. So this is what we should let our Caucasian brother know. As Hitler would have been on the scene, or these pink or these people on the left just left the park, just left the beach and got a tan on them, Hitler probably would have killed them. So because it was a little too dark, he was trying to make pure white people. So praise be to Allah. We thank Allah for Imam Wajiduddin Muhammad. We thank him for pointing out what Prophet Muhammad truly taught and what he brought in the Quran and made it clear. So we thank Allah for that. So if anybody else got anything they would like to share with us tonight, all you got to do is match one on your cell phone, telephone, and you'll be brought into the queue, and then we will see you and we will cut your mic on. We are here to work together. We hear everybody got something to say. Everybody got some, seen something that the other person didn't see. So we all got something to share. And we share that with each other because you learn something from what Allah bless you to see and understand. You learn, so you share that with us. We share what we have with you. And then we can truly say that we are trying to remake this world a better world so all of us can live in. There's no big eyes and there's no little eyes and big U's in this religion. Pharaoh messed up trying to be a big eye, a big U. He messed up. But he came to his senses when he seen the miracle that Allah gave Moses to defeat him. And because he said that Moses, God, is God, that's why he got into history. Imam said he would never got into the history book if he hadn't made that statement. That Moses, he bear witness that Moses, God, Moses was the true God. So that's what got him into the history books. So we say all praises are due to Allah, and it is real simple. Allah would not accept any other partners, anything else we call him other than the creator of this creation. He's not going to accept it. And that's why he said, don't make no image. And he pointed, in the scripture, it pointed to the sky, point to the water, and the land. That's covered everything right there. They leave nothing out. And said, none of these things, don't come and make no image of me out of these things. No way, no kind of way. I'll say I'm this or that. So Allah is telling us, ain't nothing like Allah. Our mind cannot grow or draw creator of this creation in our mind and give it a just idea about the creator. Allah didn't put it in us. So we worship Allah in spirit and truth. I mean, we know he's there, but we ain't trying to put nothing to say that's him in the ball, that's him in the bushes, that's him in the water, in the fish. We're not trying to say that about the creator of creation. Oh, he in that car, he's in that sky up there, that sky, it looked like God up in the sky. And this is what Satan is trying to do. He's trying to make you see God in what he wants you to see God in. He was always trying to say, I seen God in a tree. I seen him. I carved this picture out. Man carved the picture out. Oh, this is God. No, that ain't even Jesus. That's a Western looking, European looking Caucasian man. That ain't Jesus. So that is a lie right there. So who you think been chosen to point that out? Who you think have been chosen to explain that to the world? All of the prophets and all what they did is in all of us. So that means it's in all of us to share what we have that we have received from those prophets, from Adam until Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. Share with them and not worry about if they rejected it. They only hurt themselves. They didn't hurt you. Our job is to make this message that we have received clear as possible that we understand, so we share what we understand with those and hope they can understand. That's all. That's the only thing we've been given. There's no magic wand that's going to change anything. There's nothing. There's no holy water. There's nothing that we can imagine going to change anybody. If the person go to the Quran and read it, and he read the Bible and go to the Lord, then Allah will inspire him to learn what he needs to learn. But if he go there, the Quran, it said, this book I don't believe because the Bible is enough. It ain't nothing you can do. Only thing you can do is point out what makes things clear. And that person has to seek. And Allah says, he seek, he will find. He seek and be sincere, he will find. So all praise are due to the one creator. And that's what we're pointing out. We're not trying to make nobody a Muslim. We can't do it no way. I got people in my family that I spoke to for many years. And I can say I gave up. I say I'm not gonna keep waiting. I stop wasting my time. So only Allah can make Muslims. And but what I see, by them knowing me Muslim, when something go wrong, they call me and see what I think about it and what we can do to fix it. So I say all praise due to Allah for that. When I leave them or hang up from them, I tell them peace be unto them. May God peace be unto you. And some, they like that. So, and it's in their book when Jesus left or came among his disciples, he always said peace be unto you as he went in front of them. Oh, he departed from them. He was at peace be unto you. And over there, the Jewish community, they still saying peace be unto you. They're saying assalamu alaikum, or they said salam. And they shouted it because they don't want to be said exactly like we do. So they shouted it. But that's a charge they make. So we say all praise is due to the one creator of this creation that loved us so much. He put us in this world to test us and see which one of us worthy of the pride that he want to give us for living a good life. Price is right. The only one going to give you a prize, spin the wheel. No, Allah want to give us a prize for living in this the second world and keeping focus on what Allah wants to do. You think you're not going to get a reward for that? But to join those people who working against Allah, you think you're going to get a punishment from that? Think about that. Think you're not going to get a punishment for that? There's a punishment coming. Allah is the God of reward or punishment. And a punishment when we come and we take on the behaviors of the pagans, when we try to get along with the pagans or the disbelievers. Allah has blessed me with 4 daughters. One of the daughters thinks that she's a man. And I speak to her and treat her right. But right now I said to stay away from her because she's so deceitful. And I told her, don't call me until she get herself together. That's tough love. But that's the kind of love she needed. That's evil. They try to call me and want me to get out there and help her whoop a girl for breaking up with him. I say, you think you're a man? You go out there and you deal with that. Don't try to draw me into that. No, you think you're a man? No, trying to get me in trouble. That's what that is. She might got a reason to be mad, but I took care of my children. And when mama had to go to jail, I took them and raised them in my house, in the house with me and my wife at that time. and we took, fed them and clothed them and took care of them and watched them as they prayed in the park or wherever they would allow them to play. After they did their homework, we would be right there watching them. We didn't let them out of our eyesight. We took care of them. But, you know, some people, they grow ungrateful. You could have did this. You should have did that. I would not about to let my child play in no Christmas play. And she's still bringing that up. No, I didn't believe in Christmas. And you should believe like I believe, though. And Christmas is a lie. Nobody coming down on Canada. And you know that, yeah, like you get mad about that. What everybody else doing, I'm not following everybody else. So all praise is due to Allah. So if there's anybody who would like to join and talk and say anything at this particular time, all you got to do is match one, and you'll be brought into the queue, and we will cut your mic on and let you begin to share what you see need to be said. We ain't here to tell you what to say and how to say it. You have the real freedom here. We our job is to make sure that the human being is free. And one thing, a free person, he speaks as free, a free person. He don't speak with somebody else's mind. He speaks with his own mind that the Creator himself have gave him that person, gave that person that mind, that heart, the soul. God, Allah gave it to you, and then the books give you an understanding on how you're supposed to use it up. If you read the book will guide you and will lead you into all truth, like it says. And you have to, you believe that, that will come true for you, leaving all truth. So we say all praise are due to the one Creator of this creation. So we're here in the Bronx Talk Radio Station trying to get the world to move the images out of the world that is causing all the hatred, have causing people to disrespect each other. We want to get it out of the world. I see that, I think my sister Lala has raised her hand. We're going to bring her on. She always have something good to say. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Lala. Haji Lala.
Yes, sir. Wa alaikum salam. Excuse me. You had me laughing because you said you have four daughters that won't want to be a son. Lord have mercy. And you know that's pretty pitiful. But you were able to deal with it, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. But I have a sister who has one child, and it's a male. But he wants to be a female. His excuse for not liking girls, he says he's very handsome. He said, but I don't see no pretty girls. All the girls to me are ugly. And so I said, well, I don't see how you would say that because all of us are females and we're pretty. I said, but that's what you need to do is find yourself a pretty girl in your eyes. But for some reason, he don't think the girls are pretty enough for him. So he choose to get an ugly boy.
We're sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
That's the reality of this world. My daughter has two girls. She got two girls and one boy, and all of them is leaning to being opposite of what Allah created would be. And that's what happens when you in an unfunctional family. You become like that. You make an excuse, but that's what happens. She allowed her children. I told her, I sent her a text one time, and after I sent that text, she never have anything else to say to me. I told her that she have helped lead her own children from her own lung to hell. So she never, after then, I heard nothing else from him, and that's been 3 or 4 years ago. So I'm happy because she would always keep up business. My wife helped her move, paid for her to move, and helped her and treat her like that was her daughter, because that's the way her daughter treat me that way. So she tried to be like her, treat me, her, my daughter, like her daughter treat me. But she got on there and telling people that she pimped my wife. She pimped my wife. My wife, when she was out of food, my wife went and bought food for the house. She bought out her money. So after I was seeing all of that, I said, it's just time for me to back off. But when I sent her that text, I haven't heard nothing else back from you, because all children that she had are homosexual. My youngest granddaughter got a bring girls in the house. My oldest son, he's messing around with boys. And my other girl break for a while, but I understand she done changed. So, you put that child in that environment, and that child going just to the environment. So that is what happened.
Yeah, you're sure right about that. But, you know, I'm going to talk about a text tomorrow that some people probably didn't get. They're in I think London, forcing the Muslim to be the LBJ in 2 and 3 and stuff like that. They're forcing them.
Yeah, that's the ugliest. And the reason that is happening, because we here in America, we have a chance to change the whole world, put the whole world on the stage. And some of us, we just think that it's going to go away accidentally. It's going to go away. Allah say you never change the condition of the people until we ourselves change what's in our heart, and then we are passing on to the other people to change within their heart. Okay. You're going to save us some poems before you close out? You got a couple of poems?
Yes. Inshallah, I can do that, but I'm looking for my charger now because this battery is down real low.
Go back.
Yeah, if I go off, then that means I'll call
back.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm going to bring the young man on, Brother Raqi Bashir from Decatur, Georgia. We work together out in the street talking to the different people about mainly the image, but we also talk about this illness of the society and how Satan is taking the people away from the nature God has put them in. So I'm bringing Brother Raqi up. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Raqi.
Wa alaikum salam. How you doing?
We doing fine.
All praise be due to Allah, love and cherish it, and sustain of all worlds, all systems of knowledge. I want to talk about marriage and fornication and the curriculum that we as Muslims are not promoting in our communities or in our school system. It allows the children to mingle with other sexes and other religions. It promotes
sin. It promotes sin. Allah speaks about marriage in the Quran. And the Quran is for different levels. We all know it's for Muslims. And Muslim is submission to the will of God Almighty. We do know this. But the air and the animals, they're all Muslim. They're all Muslim. I'm not satisfied with just calling myself Muslim personally. The more I read Quran, the more Allah awakens me. The more he pushes my spirit. The more he gives me understanding. I got feedback from your conversation. The more he gives you more of a spirit that is beyond Muslim. It's as a khalifa or as a mu'minun. As a mu'minun, as a believer. It's also a part of the Quran. He says, say not that you believe because faith has not even entered into your hearts. What is faith? Faith is utilizing yourself in the Quran. Understanding that you're not the first person to go through anything in your life. Muslim is just a submission to the will of God as the birds, as the trees. So different people have different understanding. It's not the fact of opinion or the fact of the matter that we can both read the same thing, but we can have both different understandings. And our ummah is comfortable. Majority Muslims are comfortable with just saying we're Muslim. But the degrees of Islam is a whole lot of them. And we should push ourselves forward to these degrees. And we should help each other. We should help each other. You see someone doing good, you see them trying to change, you should make it your business to help them. If not, you become shaitan, because envy and jealousy will enter into your hearts. But marriage is not a curriculum that we think about. And we as Muslims, believers in caliphs and different other degrees, Allah says we're not going to be judged on hadiths. He said in the Quran, he said that hadith, that the Quran is the best hadith. We're going to be judged off of the Quran. We're not judged. We're being judged off of hadiths. We're being judged off of the Quran. But in marriage, what should be a big, we should promote marriages in our schools and amongst ourselves as young men and elder men, many people that's not married and many youthful children that commit fornication and sin before they even have an opportunity to come to marriage, before they even have an opportunity to come to marriage. It should be promoted. It should be promoted. And we should help the youngster in any way that we can get married. But the marriage is the diary. Allah says it in Surah Nisa. The woman. The marriage is the diary. The wedding is something different from the marriage. The wedding, the ceremony, is something way different. Way different. But the marriage, Allah makes it easier for his servants to get married. Why? It makes sense. Why is the diary the marriage? Because you can have a full conversation and you can entwine into a woman's intelligence and she will pursue the man she's talking to. Or it could be vice versa. So you can have un-Islamic relationships with women that you were just talking to. Why? Because they feel more comfortable with the person they're talking to. So it makes sense. Give the women the diary. Allah makes it easy for his servants to fulfill his covenant. But sometimes we don't understand the word of Allah, and we narrow it down. Allah says he is the best of witnesses. On the day of Yom Kiyama, this is for the brothers who say that you should have witnesses. Allah sees and hears you. You'll be held accountable for what you're doing on this earth, whether you take it in secret or not. Allah say, do not take secret parables. Do not take secret relationships. Do not have secret relationships. Allah tell us that. Allah tell us that. But the marriage is the diary. The ceremony, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, is the ceremony. If you choose to have it, if you choose not. If you choose to consummate your marriage or not. Some people, they get married and they don't consummate their marriage to 4 or 5 months later because they want to get to know each other a little bit. They want that comfortability when they get around that person. They don't want to break their demeanor with each other after sex they do. They want to feel that person, feel who they married to. So they wait, and there's nothing wrong with that. So they wait. And then they consummate the marriage. Then we know as Muslims, as believers, we can marry women overseas and not be with them until they can come with us. Sometimes it could be they could come over to America or we go over there. Sometimes it could be 2 years. But they're still married. European superiority have utilize this superiority is not just in economics, dear brothers and sisters, not just in your light bills and your phone bills and your cars and everything you buy in America, you're buying it from the Europeans. But he also utilized himself to be into your lives. We get this from the slave plantation. He told you who to marry, how you going to marry. How you going to jump the broom? How you going to jump the broom? And he wedded you. You say some of the companions of the prophet, who married them? Allah did. Allah, my dear brothers and sisters, he is the one that seals your marriage. Not no going downtown and telling Europeans that you are that Europeans got to tell you or judges tell you that you married? No, that's not Islam. Allah says that, and some brothers say that you should have 4 or 5 witnesses. It's not, Allah is not the best of witnesses, and he tell us this in the Quran. And if not, your angels will testify you on the day of Yom Kiyama against you or for you. Then, not just your angel. Allah said he going to steal your whole body, brothers and sisters. And ain't nothing but the truth going to be spoken from your mouth if he permits you to speak. But we go to extents. Man, Muhammad said, don't try to be in competitive competition. We go to the extents. Our women, they lose their minds. Oh, I need a white dress. I need all of this. It's the same procedure when you die. You're gonna use your insurance money on a coffin, or you're gonna use it on a family that needs. So I say this to encourage Muslims in our community, the youngsters, the one who wanna dibble and dab, the elders who dibble and dab, the ones who wanna play with women's minds and tell them this and that, and it's not in Quran. What's in the Quran, we will be judged by it. We will be judged by it. And what's also in the Quran, we should live it. We should live it. So much so that Allah don't tell you in the Quran to go to no imam and get married. He don't even tell you when you having problems in your relationship to go to imams and get married. He don't tell you that. He said, get 2 officers from your family. Because why? Think about it, brothers and sisters. They're going to know you better than the ones you married to. He said, well, I know this man. He been egotistic since he was young. He got to cool that down. He can't be having no women for this. You know? This woman, she a little bit too flirtatious. You need to get that in check. You got some of Muslim men wives more honorable to the imams than they are to their husbands. And you got the men more honorable to the imams than they are to their husbands. How you think that gonna make an imam feel? Think about it. He a human being. Imams are human beings. So that's an act of shirk. It's an act of worship. Allah has made it easy for us in our religion. This is not no Christianity, our Jesus sanctified. I'm sanctified in the blood of Jesus Christ religion. We come out of that in every form. Every form you think about. And intended to marriage, to economics, everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talks about from Quran. From Quran. He talks about it. We're not bound to be judged, my dear brothers and sisters, on how Prophet Muhammad did this and how he did that. You're going to be judged of your character. We can't. We can try to be Prophet Muhammad. We can try, but we will never accomplish that. We can only be the cells that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us into, the bodies he put us into, the names that he have chosen to our parents to name us. We can only become that person. And we know for a fact that good is different from evil, and evil is different from good. We know this. At a certain age and a level in your life, you should know this, right? It's different because Allah made it different. It's not strange. It's strange to someone who's just looking. But this Islam is not a complicated religion. And imams and sheikhs and all these other titled people, they all make it complex. They make it where children run from it. The young children, the younger, they run from it. They're, the only time we come into the masjid is The only time we come into the masjid is Friday, if we come, because it's so uncomfortable. Because we are involving the youth into what we're doing. Majority of the time, people don't want no children around them. They drive crazy. So the ones who are doing it and have the patience for it, this should be a part of the curriculum. It should be a part of the curriculum. It should be a whole curriculum at school, at Imam Wafdi Muhammad High Schools of marriage, because this is an important curriculum. This is how we strengthen our ummah. I don't want to send my daughter to somewhere else, and she attends another school, and she goes to that school, and she's a human. What you think she's going to not dibble and dabble to get a number or two? They're children. They're young adults. Yes, this is what they do. But as far as you putting this influence in front of them, influence, why? How did our children become homosexual? What was the influence that that we gave to them? I'm not saying it's our fault because they're their own person, but did we, before they got to that point, did we try to do something? Did we try to help them? Did we try to put somebody, look, this is a good dude right here. This is a good woman right here. I want to take both of y'all out. Put people together. This is slant. It's one link, one chain. Ain't no 2-3 chains, 4-5 links. Ain't no superiority this religion. I don't care what you know, how you know it. Ain't no superiority in the religion. And if you want to be in the best of character, that's who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to give his blessings to. The sincerity of the heart and what you're doing ain't about what you know. You can have the people in this religion. They know all these hadiths and all this other stuff, but the ummah is still in the same condition, in the same shape. So they don't care about what you know. They're about what you're doing. It ain't about where you're from. It's how you come. And we're coming in different ways not to bring our children with us. The worst is fear of a man having a daughter is for her to get pregnant. The worst is fear for a father and his child, mother for his child, for him to go get a woman pregnant that's not their wives. It was so much in the day, back in the day when the women got pregnant by the men, they had to go out of town. And when they came back, they was married and everything else. People wouldn't embarrass the family. But marriage is significant in Islam. It's very, very significant. And it takes men, it takes the mind to utilize it. It takes the woman mind, to hold her mind to utilize it, to use her mind to utilize the principles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have given both of us. Both sexes. And we should be utilizing this curriculum. Because if we're not utilizing this curriculum, then we have no ummah. It's like the Google is. The rate of divorce is crazy. It's crazy. Just boom, bam, thank you, man. And our Christian brothers and sisters, they go to the clubs getting their wife. I said, what you think gonna come out of that? After all the sex gone, after they don't appetite, they ain't fulfilling their desires no more. They don't really want it no more. And only thing that she knows is to show her butt. The only thing she knows is show her posterior. And the more she show her posterior, what you think the next man gonna do? He gonna talk and try to get in too, whether she married or not. And the only thing that she doing is fussing. Who can fuss? Who can show the man who got the attitude? Like that's the world. Like that's disbeliever talk. That's disbeliever talk. Cause you Muslim, you ain't supposed to show your man you got no attitude. You supposed to be obedient to your man. You're supposed to be obedient to your man. You're supposed to respect your man. This is what Allah said. Not saying that the man, oh, you just got to respect me. I ain't talking that. No, the man's supposed to respect his wife. But as far as the woman, Allah said this is a certain level of degree. Allah says to the believing woman, to the believing man. These are certain levels. Of Allah saying the mukminun to the mukminun. Some mukminun's getting married to Muslims and having chaos. Chaos. Can't comprehend it. Because the obey is the people are not being obeyed. Now, what you think a man going to... We human beings, dear brothers and sisters. This is not to attack anyone. But this is to wake us up in our minds so that we can have a stronger ummah, because in relationships, male and women tie our ummah together. And you want your woman to feel real comfortable around other brothers. You don't want them side kicking like they on the block, slick looking, slick talking, licking lips, all that, holding the penises. You don't want none of that in the masjid, but it's happening. It's in the masjid, so you don't know no difference from the masjid to the street. So what you think you're gonna feel like? You're gonna feel more comfortable when you can really take your family around somebody who down to earth and ain't got to go through the all the extra crazy stuff going on. We are Muslim, and we should want for our brothers what we want for ourselves. We should utilize, we should want for our sisters what we want for ourselves. But we should utilize it. We should utilize it. And if it's not being utilized, then I don't care how much hadith you know. You ain't doing nothing with it. How much Quran you know, you ain't doing nothing with it. If you know one verse in the Quran or one ayat in the Quran and you are using it for yourself, then yourself should show better character. If you're not this different person, then your character has not changed. And you're the same person from before you became Muslim. You're the same person because the character is the same. The best of us have the best of characters, right? Yes. And we should develop our characters how? By doing what the Quran says. Don't overdo it. Sometimes it can be right in your face. Don't overdo it. Don't try to go over yourself. We got to forget. Imam might be the imam of the masjid. Yeah. Allah put him over us. But not in a title where he put him over your household, over your wives. Nah. Allah says that in the Quran, he says that every man is an imam. Every man is an imam. Every man is a leader. Imam Muhammad told us this. He said, after you finish praying behind the imam, you go make your own prayers. You got to lead yourself. And it should be practiced. And stop being, we should stop being in this type of demeanor. How our ummahs are, because I don't care. I do care, but it ain't changing. We just getting juiced up, and that's it. Juiced up on Fridays, it's good. But the spirit ain't going nowhere. Spirit's supposed to be elevated. Spirit's supposed to keep on coming. It ain't never supposed to die. And majority of people's spirit die because of their attitudes. Because of more men get mad because their wives put more pressure on them. Unnecessary pressure. Don't need to be. And we don't get this from Quran and Sunnah or Quran. We get this from ourselves and other people that have influenced us with these attitudes or these things. We should love each other. We should love each other, and we should show each other how we love each other, and we should forgive each other, and we should love each other even more, even more. This is Islam. This is how you get to the paradise. Everything our final frontier, brothers and sisters. Paradise, the grave is, the paradise, the future, our future lies in what we do on this earth. And as far as the ummah and the community orientated, women, respect your husbands. Obey your husbands. Don't obey no other man before you obey your husband. Make that man feel like make that man feel like he is less valuable to your relationships, and make your husband feel valuable in your relationships. Allah said this to the believing woman and the believing man. Oh, he said, obey. Yo, this is commandments, sisters. He said, obey your husband. Yeah. You shoot out somebody shooting your husband and say, get down. And you say, what you talking about? This and that. And then you both then got killed. Or he said, get out the way. And you want to get you're taking away from the man instincts. You're taking away from the man being a protector. You're taking away from him being a provider. You're taking all this away from him. And you should stop it. And we should come closer to our Lord. We're all guilty of it. But if we want to see progression, if we want to see growth, if we want to see our ummah succeeding, then this is what Allah, this is the curriculum that Allah had gave us. The Rasulullah didn't care about how he looked to the people. He didn't care. He didn't want nobody to know how he looked, beside the ones that saw him. That's unnecessary. What he wanted was to leave the Quran and deliver Allah's message. He said, "I have delivered your message. I have delivered your message to his people, to our people, to us as a people." So it's up for us to take this message and do something with it. Now, we know who Allah is and we know the Rasulullah. But the more we get in tune to God Almighty, to Allah, the more we get in tune with Allah, the more that we do for self. You can't read the Quran without trying to do for self. You can't be lazy reading that Quran. I don't care how old you is. I told my dear brothers and sisters before my grandmama was, before she started getting sick, and all the time would she forget what she doing? My grandma worked. She'll find something to do. She'll find something to do, and she'll do it. So age ain't nothing but a number. And we need y'all elders. We need y'all. But we need y'all to be better people towards us, because the streets, we get the same thing from the streets that we getting from y'all. It's no difference. It's just saying I'm Muslim. And we just hide it behind a title, you know? But it ain't no significant difference. Ain't none. That might be a little bit more real in the streets, or they might be a little bit more compassionate, you know, to tell you something that, you know, they know how to rub you a little bit more. But ain't no difference though. When we come into the house of Allah, we want to be able to notice a difference. And if we don't correct this, we're gonna lose the children. We're gonna lose the youth. And cause ain't no youth gonna come around but the grumpy old men. Somehow they know it, but ain't in the Quran. If it ain't in the Quran, it ain't in our way of life. We gonna be judged by the Quran, dear brothers and sisters. It ain't taking away from no Rasulullah. Nothing he said that you said that he said, none of that. But we ain't gonna be judged by no hadith. We're gonna be judged by the Quran. The Christian gonna be judged by the gospel, by what Allah, the book that Allah gave them. The Jew gonna be judged by the Torah, the book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them. Lord and Terrorist and sustainer of all worlds and all systems of knowledge. And if we're not promoting good marriage, healthy marriage, polygamy, Allah says, get 1, 2, 3, or 4. Yeah, get what the man want. Get what you desire, men. Get what you want. He said, but if you can't treat 1, 2, and 3, and 4 equal, then one is best if you only knew. Then one. Dear brothers and sisters, this ain't your life. This earth is short. Your hereafter, you'll be alive in the hereafter more than you'll be alive on this life, on this earth. This ain't your life. It's not your life. And in our communities, we need polygamy to start happening. Because I'm in the streets, and I'm telling you, I see dudes got 2 girlfriends. It's normal. 3 girlfriends, it's normal. They doing better than the Muslim. And I ain't talking about the sin part about it. No, I'm not talking about that. Don't get me confused. I'm talking about they doing better, and they're all happy. They got good relationships. And they ain't leaving no sister out to be home. They're gonna get a sister or 2 or 3. Oh, Allah gave us this religion, it's the last religion. And when I tell them, I say, you can get straight with God. They say, how? I say, I'm gonna give you a book. You like it? If you like what God's saying, you know, then you just think about it a little bit more. I say, y'all can clean this up. She say, well, can I? If my man, he already got 2 women, can we all sleep together? I got to tell her the truth. I talk to them in the language. I say, if you sleeping with this person and that person and that person, I say, eventually, y'all going to have feelings for each other, and eventually y'all going to fall out, right? They say, yeah. I say, so if you have 3 or 4 wives, then you don't want your wives to touch each other, because then the feelings going to be, you know, you don't want people to, your wives, and y'all don't want to mingle and tingle. I don't want that type of sin on y'all. You don't want the feelings, because what comes with the feelings, then the aggravation, then the cussing each other out, then the fighting, then we all know men kill their boyfriends and women have been killing their boyfriends too, so we all know where that go. So now that's what I tell them. They say, it makes sense. When I say, when y'all ready to really come, really, really come to your house, because it's your house. A lot of say build masjids all over. All over. This ain't just masjids, ain't for no Muslims. He said build them all over. It's for the community. Because y'all really want to come to your house, where you come and take off your shoes. They say, what? Say, take off your shoes. I said, now where you can take off your shoes at? I said, tell me one building you can take off your shoes at. One building. One place. He said, my house. I said, besides your house. They said, we ain't got no way we can do that. I said, you ain't got no way you can do that. They said, no. I said, I'll tell you to a place where you be real comfortable. Now, I can't invite nobody in a place they're going to feel real comfortable. You ain't treating me comfortable. I ain't going to do that. I'm not going to do that. And if Allah don't guide him, he don't guide him. But my point of the fact is, the point is, the curriculum should be discussed in our ummah, at our masjids, at our mosques, at our places of worship. The curriculum of marriage, the interest should be inside of children's heads, because it should start. It should start young. It should start young, because the curriculum for Disney, the curriculum for Disney on Ice, the curriculum for all these other cartoons is boyfriends and girlfriends. Ain't no wife. Ain't no husband. Children don't talk husbands and wives. They don't. They talk boyfriends and girlfriends. Be honest. So this is a curriculum that should be in their heads, and it should grow. We are the ones to put them to put matchmake. Do it. Try it. Stop trying to keep the women to yourself. You can't barely take care of the one you got. So encourage them to get married. Don't hold them back. No matter what they ain't got and what they met each other without somebody in their face. They can live without somebody in their face. But we got to really promote Islam and not He-Slam. This is not to take away from anybody saying witnesses or anything like that, because I know how you men think. But y'all don't believe us. Y'all Muslims. Because y'all don't believe that Allah is the best of churches. The law is the best of witnesses. And if y'all believe it, then that would be your that would be what your what comes out of your mouth.
Allahu Akbar. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. Allah says in the Quran that he gonna bring the imam up and raise the congregation in front of him, and they gonna bear witness what he said. Allah, they gonna witness what he said. So Allah, when you got witnesses at your wedding, that means that somebody was there, somebody saw it, somebody can tell somebody else. Yeah, Allah is the best of witness, but he also...
You also got two angels. Huh? You also got two angels that going to be a witness against
you, too. They're written out.
And half of these men and women, they ain't good witness.
Allah said, take witness with you. When you write a contract and you have a witness, you got to have a witness. You can't go downtown and say that this is.
All I'm saying, if that's the case and you feel that way, then bring your proof. And what Allah talk about the marriage, just bring your proof. Bring your proof from the Quran, brother. Bring your proof. All I'm saying is bring the proof. You ain't got to argue with me. You ain't got to do none of that. All you got to do is go to the Quran and pull up the ayah, and then and that's the proof. That's it.
As-salamu alaykum. So we're back. We thank Allah for any good that have been given to us tonight, but we want to keep truth out front. We can't make a religion up as we go. We're not going to have people come over here and mislead us in their way of feeling. You married, that's take a gift. They give the woman a gift, you married. Then the prostitute, she get married 5 or 6 times a day. She gets a gift every day. So we just giving a person a gift, like I said, prostitute. Assalamu alaikum. I had to go out for a minute to screen this line out. To all praises be to Allah, we are back. We accept the intelligent thing, but Prophet Muhammad is the final person that we try to describe our life after. He was the walking Quran. And Allah said he's the best example for the humanity. So that's what we know about marriage. And, our young people, we can't force them to become Muslims. They're going to make mistakes. We made mistakes. But if we continue to be the best they can be in front of them, they will join that way. Most people want what's right. So I thank Allah for everyone for being here. And I see that Sister Hajala, still on, and we're going to bring her up and let her do a couple of poems. Anybody else got anything to say right now before I bring up this match one and come into the queue? Yeah, we married a boyfriend and a girlfriend. We don't even bring that up. Ain't no such thing as a boyfriend and a girl. There's no such thing. How you gonna you either marry or you're not married. It's simple as that. Allah says get married, even in the Bible, or burn. Tell us to get married. So we have to share that with our young people, and that's right. They understand that. This world do more. We gotta lessen the world, speaking to our own children. Until we get an environment to put them in where they will be safe and safe for all the children that live in. Sister Lala, we're going to wait on see what kind of poems you got. You got it, Sister Lala. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Wa alaikum barakatuh. I do like to comment on something that the brother just mentioned. Marriage is so very, very important. But I spoke to a sister, I guess, a couple of days ago. And as we were talking, she mentioned that she was seeing a brother. No, she took her shahada some years ago. Let me back up. She took her shahada some years ago, and so she didn't practice. So now she's starting all over again. So she took her shahada a second time. And so now she wants to learn the deen. So I said, well, are you married? So she mentioned she had four children. So I said, are you married? So she said, no, she wasn't married, but she is seeing somebody. I said, well, you need to let the brother know that you're trying to ding, and he's going to either have to do one or two things, either y'all separate or either get married. I said, because now you're trying to practice the ding. In order to practice it correctly, you're not supposed to be doing all of that boyfriend and girlfriend stuff. I mean, you're 70 and he's 65, so, you know, that's what y'all need to do, Ronnie, and do the right thing. And so, you know, so then she says, well, he said he didn't want to have anything to do with Islam. He was a Muslim. I said, well, he was, but he didn't practice. I said, so he's still Muslim. I said, so see somehow that you can convince him to come back to the deen, because if y'all going to be together, you got to do it right. And so she right. just, you know, looked, you know, like with a embarrassing look, or she just, you know, kind of looked the other way. I said, well, because that's the only way that y'all going to really be able to make it. I said, there's no kind of way that you're going to be able to practice this deen and have a boyfriend.
Right.
You know, he done been with the man 18 years. I said, what y'all doing now? Lord have mercy. You know, so she just looked like she was embarrassed. I wish I had invited her on this call tonight, but I had no idea the brother was going to speak on the marriage mm-hmm. so deeply. However, I'm going to invite her on the next. I'm going to give her this number here, and maybe she'll call someday on the call or whatever. But, you know, she yeah, was looking so yeah, embarrassed. Yes, I'm inviting. Yes, sir. She just had such an embarrassing look. I said, okay, sis. I guess you're going to do what you're going to do. Go ahead,
brother. You was a friend to her. You told her
yes.
right.
Good.
You didn't cut no slack. You told her exactly right, but you didn't try to sugarcoat it and make her think that she was right. And
mm-hmm.
where you told her, she know that you're right.
Yeah.
She just got to make her mind up and tell him that they're going to have to get married.
That's right.
If he,
right.
he loves her and he's good for her, he will marry her, because
mm-hmm.
that's only right thing to do.
That's right.
Thank you.
That's right.
Because
I told her, I said, you know, y'all in and out of Islam and whatnot, I said, you can't play with this here religion. I said, what you got to do is go on and practice mm-hmm. and let the brother know that you want to practice this thing, and if he want to be with you, he's going to have to come and practice this thing too, or either he need to kick rocks.
Yeah. Long white ball.
Okay, so let me see. But brother, you did a good job on that marriage thing. Yeah, you gotta take it to the masjid. Some of them knuckleheads who looking the other way, so that way they can get married and do the right thing. With Allah says, marry one. Alhamdulillah. Okay, here we go. Let's see. I got Pray until your situation changes. Miracles happen every day. So never stop believing in Allah and His timing. Amen. 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 Every new morning is Allah's way of saying one more time, go make a difference, touch one's heart, encourage one's mind, inspire one's soul, and enjoy the day. Amen. 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 Can I do another? Let's see if this one here is good. Peace for your mind, joy for your spirit, love in your heart. I pray that you'll have all these things today and for always. Allah bless. Amen. 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 Okay. So should I go on or?
Yes, go ahead.
I may not have everything, but I'm abundantly blessed. Life is nothing without a grateful heart. A grateful heart. Let him know it. Okay, here we go. Sometimes in life, our blessings come early. Sometimes they come later. But they always come, and they are always on time. Keep praying. Have faith. Act, believe, and wait. Because miracles happen every day. Be blessed. Healings and hugs. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Lala. Thank you so much. I see Brother Muhammad Sharif. He has something to say. So let me bring him in. Let him say what he wants to say. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
And thank you so much. Brother Sharif? Brother Muhammad Sharif? As-salamu alaykum.
Yeah, welcome, as-salam. Yeah, just got on back. Yeah, I was in the same situation as Suja. I was on this evening. I had another call on, too, so I just got back on. But praise be to Allah, I got on right as Lala was closing out. Thank you, Sister Lala. Very good. Praise be to Allah.
Well, I guess that's about it. Sister Lala, will you close us out?
Okay, wait a minute. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good, because I thought I closed it out. Okay, let me see here. Lord of beloved Minister Tony Rajin, Bismillah, Rahman Rahim, who Allah Wahad, Allahu Samad, Lamilay, Lamilah, Walamioko, call for one. Ahead. Amen.
I want to thank everybody for showing up tonight. May Allah continue to bless us all. Let's keep up our prayers and keep going forward. And Allah is with the righteous. And you will see in your heart. Let's keep praying. You see it in your heart. And Allah is with the righteous. So let's keep working together in our place. And goodness is always on the rise. Thank you so
always.
Much. Always. And the greeting of some ice along. Alaykum.
Alhamdulillah. And you're welcome, Brother Muhammad Sharif.
Alhamdulillah. Alaykum.